On February 18th, Jack and Ruth Scoggin of Hartford celebrated a milestone that many aspire to personally, their 75th wedding anniversary. In reflecting on that day back in 1951, Jack Scoggin told us that it's astounding how two young people with very little have built such a plentiful life together.
Well, we started out, we borrowed $20 to get married on. It's just been us to do it, and we did it. We just love each other, and we do for each other. Whatever it takes, that's what we do.
When asked if he could share the secret recipe to a successful marriage, Jack said it's very simple. You should never settle for just doing half.
You got to do extra. Don't think I'm going to do my half. I see a lot of it slip away for that.
Now, if that were to fail, Jack also says there's two very simple words that can be very helpful.
If you learn to say the word, yes, dear, it don't hurt a thing.
Going back to doing more than half, Ruth Scoggin says that's a philosophy they actually pass down to their children.
Neighbors' kids didn't have to do anything. They wondered why ours had chores. We all just worked at it.
Well, Jack and Ruth have also done more than just half when it comes to serving their community, as they continue to be faithful and dedicated volunteers at the Hartford Food Pantry, a service that Ruth Scoggin says is just as important to them as one another.
That makes a difference when people look and see that things are being done to improve the little world we were in.
Now, the Scoggins' daughter, Donna, who joined us for our interview with Ruth and Jack last week, says that one thing that's always stood out to her more than anything in her parents' marriage is their inseparable companionship.
They go everywhere together. I don't know that you could count on both hands how many times they've been apart.
We here would like to congratulate Ruth and Jack Scoggin on their 75th wedding anniversary, and we wish them many more. For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon. Thanks for listening.